Another fine hacienda by Boy Howdy. Why don't we let? Let me see. Are we archiving? Oh, we're archiving. Okay. Why don't we let another by Pedro Infante play? Thank you so much, and tell Kathy that I got there late. I mean, early. Speaking of late, but I did want to go to that party. Thank you for the invitation. And Wendy, give my hello to her. And I'm glad that you're in Cape Town still, because Royal Heights, people are moving in there, my old hood. But, you know, I just moved to East LA from downtown.
All those damn gringos are moving in there, right?
Yep. First they moved to Echo Park, then to Glassell Park and Highland Park. And now those
gringos
are moving to Boyle Heights. What's up?
Well, you know,
Sherman Oaks good enough for you guys?
No, man. Listen.
I'm a Van Nuys.
We were here first.
Hey, you know what? Linwood was all white at one time. Now it's all Mexican.
What's up with that, man?
I don't know, man. It's L.A. Crazy L.A. Even parts of Orange County are all Mexican or Latino now.
I know. And my mom grew up in Orange County. So they're kind of freaked out by that.
Anyways, we do have a Latino mayor and all that, but hey, this is a music show. It's not a political show. Sometimes we do get political. Welcome to Consin. Claire just flew in from Minnesota. She said it was lovely weather over there and very beautiful, but she missed LA, of course.
I do just want to say one thing, not to be too political. I just want to make sure folks know that when I'm like saying things like us white folks were here first, that I am kidding. I know the history, and I know it's not true. But sometimes folks hear me talk, and they take what I say a little seriously.
Hey, weren't the Hindus here first?
Actually, I think the original black man or black woman was here.
The Indios, no?
Well, you know, I'm talking about on the planet. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm still wondering, where did they get that black Indian from? The American Spirit cigarettes. That dude is stone cold raven black. That's not American Indians don't look that black.
Well,
with a peace pipe and everything.
Well, yes and no. I mean, it depends on how, you know, orthodox you want to be about it, because there was a lot of intermarrying. Brought over to the United States, and they once they left or escaped, sometimes they actually integrated into Indian, like what we call tribes.
Mm-hmm. Well, a little known fact is that there's a lot of Africans in Latin America. There was more African slaves brought to Mexico and Latin America than to the U.S., according to this report I heard on KPFK the other day. But anyways, I'm not going to get too deep into that. I'll just tell you that there is the Olmec head, and that's an ancient mysterious civilization in the Gulf of Mexico, Veracruz, La Venta, and that's like a missing link with our archaeology and ancient civilization, the Olmecs. So look into that if you get a chance.
Okay.
All right. But this is Consin, and this is one of my favorite bands from Los Angeles. This is Blue Babies, speaking of civilization and colors and stuff. This is Midnight Movies. What number is it? This is from a fine compilation called I Love L.A., and I think more people should love L.A., and that's going to help us get along better. Just like Rodney King said, but anyways... So this is... Wait. Oh, this is the wrong one. Oh, there we go. This is Blue Babies. This is Consin. I'm staring directly into a What is Feng Shui book. And this is Skill Radio Los Angeles. And this is Boy Howdy saying goodbye. Thank you again for La Hacienda.
Oh, it's always my pleasure.
May I bother you for a modelo?
Certainly.
Thank you, sir. All right, so stick around. We have many listeners. Our number is 213-252-0998. Stick around to midnight, because we might open the altar in. But right now, without any more words from me, listen to the lovely Gina Olivier of Midnight Movies. Big shout out to you guys.
Dreaming of Mother Walden.
So how did you like that? That was Midnight Movies, and that's from a compilation put out by RadioLovesYou.com. Check them out. And it's got a bunch of LA bands, I'm a Robot, Moving Units, Dirty Little Secret, The Blood Arm, The Adored, Mount Sims, Sexual Robot, who are favorites of Consign, Leighton, who are other favorites of Consign, Hello Fever, who I dig a lot. I saw them live with Viva K. They're awesome. Giant Drag Western. It's got the Rolling Blackouts, the Mean Reds, who Boy Howdy played, and Jet Fuel. All right, I'm going to have to play Leighton or Hello Fever, please. All right, so here it is. Leighton doing Randogun, the original version. And then we'll play, or is it a new version? Then we'll play Hello Fever, and I'll give Boy Howdy his CD back. You're listening to Kill Radio Los Angeles, Consign. And much love to the City of the Angels, Los Angeles, founded in 1781 by Mexicans.
I've seen it before. Close your eyes and go into a stare. One, two, three, four. When you turn down the lights and well, she's a lover. Oh, oh. Static shadows pull back down the wall. I feel it coming. Sound is fading. You're good to me. Though I prefer you in my world. I know it, I know it. And if you're gone, I'd go on, break down, tear my heart. I know it, I know it, I know it, I know it. I'd go on, break down, tear my heart. You're gone. I'd go on, break down, tear my heart. I know it, I know it, I know it, I know it. I'd go on, break down, tear my heart.
Okay, I'm going to let it play through. This is Hello Fever. Big ups to them. This is Roman Polizier. Am I pronouncing it right? Roman Polizier. Check them out. This is another fine local band from Los Angeles. You're listening to Consign, Kill Radio.
We'll be right back.
Claire is in the house. The other important element of Consign. She is fresh arrival from Minnesota. Minnesota with a 10,000 lakes. All right, so how many lakes did you see on this trip? Oh my God, you're dressed like you're coming from Beirut or something.
It's gnarly in Minnesota. Yeah. Woo. I know I saw a lot of lakes, but did you know that I'm from the only county in Minnesota with natural lakes?
Does it have? That makes sense because you live near a man-made lake in Echo Park.
And I live near a man-made lake in Rocks,
in Silver Lake. Yeah. Wait a minute! No! Don't react to my reaction. I'm just.
Minnesota was beautiful, though.
I know.
It was cold. It was clear.
Somebody told me. Greg told me that you said that it was. It was. He used a specific word that it was. That it was. Oh, the air. You said it was like root
pure. Fragrant.
Fragrant air. Tell us about the fragrant Minnesota air in spring.
It's so the opposite of what I smell right now in the studio. The opposite.
Man, I haven't put underarm deodorant all day,
and
beer, and
there's a smell in Minnesota.
Booze, and what else?
It smells like
cigarette,
like wood.
Yeah,
and the I think the thing is it's clean.
Clean.
It's pretty amazing.
Did you? Well, you brought some back, right?
I brought a little back. Nothing I'm wearing.
You know what? You know what Duchamp did when he went? You gotta read his biography. When he went from Buenos Aires to, and his brother died, but he went to from New York to Buenos Aires, and from Buenos Aires to Paris, he bottled in a perfume bottle or in a lab bottle. He bottled some Paris air, and then he capped it. That's very Duchamp.
I have a little bit, but
and
I'm
then
not
he signed
opening.
It. Anyways, let's feel the Minnesota air.
Let's conjure it right here.
Look,
I brought something that I can help conjure with.
Yeah, so I brought we'll you that. Something. I brought you a book of Mad Libs.
Ooh, can we do some?
Yeah.
I love know. Mad
oh,
Libs.
Oh, there it is, Mad Libs. I know. I brought it for you.
Thanks.
It's a kid in me for the kid in you.
Yeah, and I went back to my childhood this
weekend.
Definitely.
You say you sound a little melancholic. How come? Is it your dad turning 80?
My dad turned 80. God bless him.
God bless him. That's a long life. You know what? We're going to turn, hopefully, 50, 60, 70, in the city, 70, 80. Some lady gave me a blessing to live to 100 years old.
Do you want it, though?
I want it if I'm not, like, in pain. You know, like, I want to drive a sports car, a roadster, when I'm 99 years old. With goggles and everything, and a 16-year, 17, 18, 19, 21-year-old chick, so she could be legal next to me. Assistant.
Well,
okay. You could be in the back seat. I mean, like, with
Thanks.
Your date and
in the back seat.
Yeah, okay. You'll be like in your 60s.
Can I have a sidecar?
No, that's a motorbike. Are you kidding?
I saw. Okay, so it was Memorial Day weekend. Uh-huh. It was my dad's 80th birthday. He fought in World War II.
Wow.
So we
was he in the Battle of the Bulge or in Normandy?
He was based in Saipan.
Saipan? That's in the Pacific Theater.
He didn't drop the A bomb or anything, but. He was a tail gunner.
Tail gunner?
Yeah.
What is a tail gunner? He's
actually,
in the back of the plane.
Yeah, he was in the back. He was actually dropping
stuff. So it was emotional then because
it's emotional. Yeah. Right. Memorial Day.
Day and
all day.
Plus, you're anti-war. You're very centered left.
He's anti-war.
He's anti-war too.
I think a lot of those World War II guys are definitely anti-this war.
This
and they're
war,
anti a lot of the wars.
Was it was a strange. I caught a little bit of they did a special on Channel 28 on the war, and I caught a little bit of it was a veteran from the Second World War. He was all teared up and remembering, and I was watching it, and I go, all right, we know the cliches, war is hell and all the BS. Then how come they didn't protest this war? Like the hardcore veterans from World War II, they're
I
not.
I think a lot of them are. Like in wheelchairs, and I think a lot of them did protest as far as they know to protest.
Right, right.
By not the only way they know is to not send money and not talk about it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let's hope that tonight when I was taking a bath before I got here, and got to your Mad Lib, I was thinking, I go, okay, 2:09 by 2:09 we have to end this war. We have like 2-3 years
and
to
what are
really
we gonna do.
We're gonna do a combination of things. We're gonna pray. We're gonna do visuals, protest, everything that's been done before, and something new too. Because think about all the kids that will be old enough to vote in 2:10. I think is the next one, or when's the next one? No, 2:08. Okay, that are old enough to vote by then.
I think we just have to get through their cranium.
All right,
we gotta get through that bone.
Let's get through that cranium. Let's drill that brain and put some kind of flower in there or plant.
How are we gonna do it? Through music.
Through music, yeah.
Through
and speaking of music, let me just tell you what we played. Okay,
yeah,
thanks to Boy Howdy. He loaned me the Flaming Stars from Sunset and Void. Look at this. You could be like that girl. Look at that.
Yes.
You ever wear a top like that with
always.
No, look at that. She's got
some
a gun
gloves
though. This is the Flaming Stars from Sunset and Void. We played Cash 22. It's like a play on Catch 22. It has got
Sunset
my favorite
and Vine.
Sunset and Void, not Sunset and Vine.
Yeah,
it's got my favorite lyric of any song. I'll dedicate this to a special girl that I shan't not name tonight. But it says, if I had all the money in the world, I'd give it to you.
Wow.
Not
that's
you. But
oh, thanks. Yeah.
No, wow. But, I mean,
hey, you owe me money.
I know, I got to get some cash. All right, speaking of Cash 22. Okay, now, before the Flaming Stars, I played... What did I play? Something, Midnight Movies, and Leighton, and Halo Fever. Now I'm going to play, and then I'll let you take over, the Red Hearts. Bless their soul. They sent me this CD.
Yeah, thanks for the mailing.
Yeah, thank you so much, Red Hearts. And this
and
is
even a personalized letter with it.
Yeah, with a nice little letter.
Nice.
This is Writings on the Walls, and this is Consin. Welcome back, Claire, to
thank
Cure
you.
Radio, to Los Angeles.
Thanks.
Into the Pacific the Pacific time. You were on Mountain Time or?
I was on Central Time.
All right. You're listening to Consin Cure Radio. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This are the Red Hearts, another local band here in Los Angeles on the Mod Tip. They're awesome. And this is number 3. This is the Writings on the Walls.
Consin.
have a lover and a son. You're undercover, don't you know? You are the lover, and you know I am the prisoner, I am the prisoner. Love and death is the only thing that's pure. Love and death makes lovers out of all. Love and death, much stranger than fiction. Love and death is not a contradiction. But don't you know, you are the lover and the soul. You're undercover, don't you know? You are the lover and you know I am the prisoner, I am the prisoner.
Metal Urban, I'm on Compton, and it's Anarchy on K-Radio. It's Eric Debris from Metal Urban, I'm on Compton, and it's Anarchy on K-Radio.
Explose électrique, mutant métallique. Tu agresses la ville, tu violes, tu détruis.
Carefree guy, with a song in my heart. Oh, happy days, I'll be here till Christmas, just a carefree guy with a song. Five pair of shoes, and my cup runneth over. All my stitches are in time, and I am receiving more than nine. Oh, happy days, I'll be here till Christmas. Oh, happy days.
I checked him in the church, but he scrambled up across. I crossed him in the truck that belched black smoke. He smoked me out, and then I just got lost. I caught him in the court case, lying on the stand. I stood him in the alley, but he crawled inside a box. I boxed him in the belly, but he blocked me with his bladder. And he blathered in my ear with his silly soft talk. And I've been looking for the perpetrator of this mess. His name is hidden somewhere between the piles of paper on my desk, and I would get him to confess to this unnecessary jest, but he still does his best, yeah, to test me. On the fence, fenced him in the field, but he fiddled with the crops. Cropped him in a chopper that churned a foul wind. He wound me up just like a cloud. I took him on a train that he toppled off the tracks. Tracked him through the bars, but he felt it with his axe. I asked his own mother if she knew where he was at, but the atlas was outdated and they muddled up the maps. And I've been looking for the perpetrator of this mess whose name is hidden somewhere between the piles of paper on my
Consin.
That's right, Consin.
Hey, we're doing a we're gonna do a plug, a public service announcement, as it is.
A public service announcement, but not on guitar, as the Clash song says. It's live here on vocal, and yes, I did hear about Deep Throat, but that's Watergate Association, right. Not the film.
Not the film.
Because they have a new one.
Named after
close,
that,
very close to the yeah. Because these mics
Deep
are
Throat
very sensitive.
Deep Throat was a film at that time, and that's where yeah. they got the name for the spy. Mm-hmm. For
now, who is this Washington speaking right here? Please introduce yourself.
My
welcome
name is
to Consin.
My name is Carolina Charm, and I'm one of the organizers of the 6th Annual TransUnity Conference here in Hollywood. It's this weekend.
Now, Carolina, tell us a little bit about transgenderism and the whole, you know, tell us, for those of our audience that are not aware or perhaps are listening from another continent or other city,
another planet,
tell us what it's all about, and then what?
Well, transgenderism refers to anyone who lives or acts in a mode that's usually associated with the gender that's associated with that opposite of their birth. So if a woman were dressed more as a man and presented herself that way, she would be considered a transgender man or female to male. And
right.
Of course, the man like ourselves who dress and perform as women would be are considered male mm-hmm. females.
Now, this is not necessarily just cross-dressers,
no.
right?
It covers a whole sphere of different types. There's people that have completely changed their physical appearances and had complete surgery all the way down to, or not down, but to the people that only occasionally will dress as the opposite
uh-huh.
gender.
So, but this is open to everybody, right?
This festival that we're having this weekend at the Village in Hollywood, yes, it's open to everyone. It's put on by the transgender community, the male to female and the female to male community.
Mm-hmm.
We just had our last planning meeting, just finished that, and it's about ready to go. We're highlighting a transgender woman artist, a male to female jazz musician that's quite well known, Jennifer Lydon. In fact, she's going to be with me on a radio show tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Go ahead and announce it.
Radio IMC?
No, actually, it's at KPFK. On Sonali Kohatkar's program, Uprising.
Uprising. I listened to that, don't you?
So
yeah.
Yeah, big ups to KPFK and to Sonali Kohatkar
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
to Amy Goodman. Go ahead.
Amy Goodman, and we follow Amy Goodman with this show and precede it because it's repeated. But we will be on for that. Jennifer Lydon is a well-known jazz musician, a bassist who has performed with Doc Severson's orchestra. She's performed with Mel Torme. So she's very well-known, and she started her career as a man. She has totally transitioned to a woman. So she's kind of our keynote speaker. She's going to speak at noon at the Village on Sunday, June 5th, which is the third and last final day of the event.
Uh-huh. And where is the Village located?
It's at 1125 North McCadden Place in Los Angeles. And what that is, it's one street east of Highland Avenue.
Is that anywhere close to the Hollywood? What is it? Is it the Gay Center in Hollywood? Or what?
Well, that it's run by that center, but that's up off of Hollywood Boulevard. This is closer to Santa Monica Boulevard. It's just a little bit north of Santa Monica Boulevard and just one block east of Highland. It's the middle
uh-huh.
of Tranny Town, as we call it. There's a lot of transgender people around
that
area.
We're speaking to Carolina,
yeah.
who's plugging the TransUnity Pride 6, number 6, six
yeah.
festival.
We call
it's
it
this June 3rd through 5th, 2005.
Right.
It's free. And it's
free,
the
and you know what?
Gender explosion.
I cannot
right.
help but to be free association. If 6 was 9, of course, that's a Jimi Hendrix Jimi
wow.
Hendrix reference, but if 6 was 9,
we'd all be fine.
We'd all be fine. Well, we're hoping to get to 9. You know, this is our 6th year of doing it. We've had over 1,000 people come, and we expect that many over the 3-day period.
Now, will there
week.
Be DJs, performers,
yes.
There will be workshops, what else?
Well, there will be workshops on all kinds of different issues,
mm-hmm.
and that's on Sunday. The first day, we're going to have a screening of a film, Southern Comfort, and it's about a female-to-male
uh-huh.
who was denied
that's also a dream,
medical treatment. Well, there's also a festival called that, which is a little confusing to some of the...
Now, tell me... where can people find out more information about the transgender community? I mean, is the transgender community also included in the gay and lesbian, what is the acronym? LGBTLF?
LBGT, which is lesbian, gay, bi, and trans.
Are they, or they have their own community?
Well, I mean, we're distinctive communities.
Right.
And we're also our allies, a lot of times with the gay, the lesbian communities. We have, of course, the big Christopher Street West Festival is the following Sunday, and many of us will be participating. In fact, we had a contest at one of our local trans clubs, 7969, on yesterday night, in which we chose members of our community that were ride in the float on that parade. That's the following
perhaps
week. We're starting off the event.
Perhaps in the near future, you could bring some of the performers to Consign, and we'll play, and we'll interview them.
I'd love to have
them. And also, I think Tribal Cafe wants to have a queer diva night. So maybe you could get some of the performers to come and perform there.
Let us know. And I put out emails myself, and many others do. We have Yahoo groups. We can certainly put it out.
Shout out to to Lil from Mel Culpa, who came up with that idea. She wants that to happen at Tribal Cafe.
Queer diva.
Queer Diva Night.
Tribal Cafe.
Yeah, at the
Tribal
Cafe. That would be great. In fact, if you come, there will be many of the queer divas there.
All right.
And a Saturday night is an open night at the Village. In other words, anybody can sign up to perform. So.
Now, tell me something. Besides having fun and performing and everything, what are some of the biggest challenges this community has as far as, still being discriminated against, still having crime by people that are homophobic and just criminal.
And is that what unites all the gay, lesbian, transgender?
Yeah.
Is that
it's certainly something that should. I mean, we do have a continuing problem with hate crimes. In fact, that's been one of the things that we have a task force in the city of West Hollywood addressing that issue. There's also a march on Thursday night, June 2nd, about violence in West Hollywood. And just last week, we got word, and we're still looking into all the details, of another trans woman that was murdered and mutilated. That's Arizona. That happened on, of all days, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, and it was a Latin girl. Which is, unfortunately, there's an awful lot of our community that's Latin, but we are of every ethnicity.
Yeah.
My most recent friend is a Persian Jewish woman, male to female Jewish woman. So we get from all ethnicities. But indeed, I think a lot of your listeners probably have heard of Gwen Arahu, who was killed in Northern California in 2001. And that's trial was held last year, I think it was 2002, actually. But the trial was last year. It resulted in a hung jury. They couldn't come to a decision as to whether it was a hate crime, even though the woman was bludgeoned to death, strangled, put into a truck, and driven out into the woods where they buried her in a shallow grave. They're going to have to retry that case. And now here we have another horrible murder. Last September, there was a trans woman murdered in her apartment, almost walking distance from here, up off of Western and Hollywood Boulevard. So, it's a continuing problem. Employment discrimination is a problem. A lot of these issues we'll be addressing on Sunday during the day when we have all these workshops on different issues that address the transgender community. So we'll be talking issues of, hate violence, employment, sexuality, all these kind of issues for both the male to female and the female to male community.
Male, yeah.
If you want to find out about this, is there an official
there
website?
There is a website, www.trans-unity.org.
Okay.
Or is it .com? I think it's .com.
You can also Google Trans Unity.
Yeah, it's
Los Angeles.
You'll have it. I mean, there was a couple of. I think it's trans .org. trans-unity.org. I believe that's right, because we had .com before. Yeah, this is it.
This is
the site I'm looking at your screen. And that's it. And in that, we'll give you all the different categories.
I want to thank you so much.
And we want volunteers, too, if you want to volunteer.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come and share this with our Consign audience, who is a very open audience, a very international, intercontinental. And we are for freedom for all genders and all peoples. Right, Claire?
Yes.
Very free,
that's
free
part
thinkers.
Of the principles of independent media and Kill Radio.
Yeah, we're
so
very
we're
very free thinkers because we feel that, I'm sure like all our allies here at Kill Radio, that people should be allowed to be who they are, you know, whatever they... I mean...
And be able to be heard. And that's kind of the point of the independent media center.
How do you hear from the Hacienda who's chilling? Any comments on it?
Well, I mean, I totally think that, you know, people should be respected for being people. And however they decide that, what that means to them and how they decide to either live or perform it, you know, depending on their perspective. And, of course, it's outrageous that... you know, that people would be so upset by others that they would have to visit violence on them. But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to Gender Explosion, Trans Unity Pride 6. And, yeah, it's my intention that I'm going to try to talk Ryder May into attending some of the festivities with me.
Yeah, in fact, I have invited all of the Cone Scene staff here. Yeah. To come, especially to our Open Diva Night Saturday night, and represent for Kill Radio.
We'll present for Cone Scene and for Kill Radio. Maybe we could get a little posse, Claire. Do we have our wardrobe together and our makeup and our wigs and fishnets y todo eso? Platforms.
It would be great. We'd love to have you, and I'll be glad to introduce you to all the wonderful
sarongs.
People here.
Maybe just sarongs?
Yeah, we don't really need platforms just to do it.
It's whatever expression.
It's gonna be hot.
Yeah.
We gotta get some like hot pants or something. Something like light and sexy and cottony.
Hmm.
Or naked.
Well, it's a nice summer evening, so you're free to wear whatever you want.
Naked, no, right?
For me, it's better to wear more to be a
more
man.
More than less, all right. Okay.
Well, we'll leave the naked part until the naked bike ride.
How about plastic? Plastic or a vinyl?
Saran wrap?
Saran wrap, yeah.
Whatever you want, whichever you
want. Oh, my God.
We'd love to see you all there.
Okay.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and thank you for always being... aware and informed here with the IMC and with Kill Radio. You know, I feel that Kill Radio and IMC were like the same family. You know,
we are. We were founded together at the 2000 Democratic Convention, and we continue to.
So thank you for being heroes to the community and for coming to Cone Scene and sharing this. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, is this happening? This
Friday
weekend,
through Friday? Sunday. It starts Friday evening at 6 p.m. with the screening of the film Southern Comfort. And we'll run Saturday evening and then Sunday all day from 10 a.m. to midnight. So we got a lot to
do. Thank you for the flyer. The flyer is beautiful. Welcome. It's a nice, well-done flyer. Yeah.
And check out www.trans-unity.org.
.org.
I never knew a hyphen was dash, but now I know.
I know it's not underscore.
No,
it's the one that's in the middle.
It's the one that's in the middle. Yeah. A minus sign, if you will.
All right.
Thanks, Carolina. Nice to see you.
All right, and we want to dedicate this song to, we got a little taste of Joe the Lion. This is Heroes by David Bowie, who himself was kind of avant-garde, ahead of his time with the whole issue of bisexuality and cross-dressing and I mean, Marlena Dietrich did it, right, before?
Yeah.
But anyways, on the future... Oh, all right, here. Tell about that.
David Bowie was biting Mark Bolan's style.
Oh.
Enough said.
That's all
I got to say.
Look, we're just going to give it up for rock and roll. You listen to Cone Scene, Kill Radio, and whatever is persuasion is yours. Hey, enjoy life. It's short. Be a hero to yourself, to your community, to your family. Just who else, Claire?
To Kill Radio. Cone Scene.
Heroes. Just for one day. And you. You can be me. And I drink all the time, 'cause we're lovers, and that is a fact. Yes, we're lovers, and that is that. Though nothing will keep us together,
time, just for one day. We can be heroes forever and ever. What you say? Dolphins can swim. Though nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.